Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
Can expect to hear a new episode every week on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
Today we'll be joined by Jack LaFontaine, goaltender from the Kansas City Mavericks. A few weeks ago he was ECHL Goaltender of the Week. Earlier this week he was named ECHL Goaltender of the Month for February. So he's had a good run, as have the Mavericks. And with just over a month to go until the playoffs start, the playoff races are starting to heat up and a lot of exciting hockey out there.
Yeah, it's been some pretty great action recently. Super excited to get into, you know, the second push here, going into playoffs. It's super busy per usual, but yeah, excited to have Jack on and to hear about his experience and time with the Mavericks these past 2 years.
All right, so let's bring on Jack and get to today's episode. All right, Jack, first of all, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you taking the time. You've had a good run personally and team-wise here over the last little bit. So I want to start personal, though. A couple weeks ago, you were goalie of the week. Earlier this week, you were named goaltender of the month. So what's been the key to your personal success here over the last stretch of games?
Well, the fact of the matter is a goalie is only as good as the team in front of him. That's the truth. Any other goalie that tells you otherwise is lying straight through his teeth. So my team has been incredible to put it simply. I mean, our D-core, they've always been incredible this whole year with guys like Jake McLaughlin, Justin McPherson. And I think when you add the tenacity of our forwards with their track, I think that's just a recipe for success. And it makes my job a hell of a lot easier. And then I think, you know, on top of that, sprinkle in the scoring we've received from key players like Kate Borchardt and Max Andreev. I think it's just a really good recipe for success.
Yeah, I think we've seen, you know, that surge in the second half of the season here, very similar to what happened last year with you guys. So what have some, you know, main differences or similarities that you've seen for the team going into, you know, the second half here?
Well, I think it was definitely a tough turnaround as far as, you know, okay, we're just going to do the same as we did last year, and we have a different group, so that was never going to be the case. And this season has been totally different for us. We have new personnel, and I think everyone, it took a bunch of players time to really fit in a role and excel, and I think we're kind of reaping the rewards of guys sticking with the process and working hard. So obviously we have about 20 games or so left, and we're trying to make sure we have a strong finish and carry that momentum into playoffs.
Do yourself and some of the other guys returning from last year have kind of a mindset of some unfinished business after falling short in the finals last year and maybe knowing what it takes to get over that hump heading into the playoff run this year?
Well, winning's a habit, right? And I think once you get a little bit of a taste of winning and what it feels like, it's very addictive. And, you know, winning's a very dangerous drug, right? You know what it takes to win, and you know the price you have to pay. And so having a strong core of guys return from last year, I'm going to keep on repeating his name, but Jake McLaughlin, he's a proven winner. He knows what it takes, and guys feed off of that energy. I mean, I could go to our coach, Tad O'Had, who, again, proven winner. He knows what it takes. And I think every game this season we're building to, obviously, we want wins. We want to keep climbing the standings. But I think more importantly, we're building towards that common goal of returning to the Kelly Cup Finals and definitely settling some unfinished business.
This is your second season in Kansas City. How would you rate the fan support and the community support the Mavericks get compared to some of the other teams you've played with throughout your career?
I've been fortunate. I've played in some great spots, whether that's Orlando, Chicago, Carolina. But, I mean, Kansas City has been absolutely tremendous. The fans are, their passion is very high. They're very, very intelligent fans. And again, I think when we're winning, they're happy, right? And vice versa, when they're losing, they're scratching their heads going, what's going on? But, You know, they've stuck with us through thick and thin, and just very grateful that we have these fans on our side.
So before your time with the Mavericks, you were obviously with a few different AHL and ECHL teams. So, you know, how was that experience just getting to travel around with different teams, live in different locations? And was there any memories or any specific places that really stuck out to you in your career?
Yeah. Again, I'm a very lucky and grateful individual. I'm a kid from Toronto who's gotten the chance to travel across the United States. I've been obviously went to school in Minnesota and Michigan. Got to play in Chicago, Orlando, Syracuse. I mean, the list goes on. And it's funny. You know, traveling around with my fiance, you know, we always have certain memories of different places, whether it's a hockey game, whether it's teammates, whether it's a good restaurant we liked. We always, you know, take time to reminisce. And I think the way that hockey has a funny way of, you know, obviously it's a sport, it's a game, but the journey you take with hockey, it's very special. And I'm very grateful to have been able to play in these very unique places.
Yeah. So I know you didn't touch on it, but you played in a Hurricanes game right out of college. I'm sure you're very thankful and grateful for that experience as well. So just walk us through, you know, playing your first game with them there and just the high level, high intensity of it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal for any hockey player is to get the chance to put a NHL sweater over your head. And for me, it was short lived. And the goal for me now is to get back to that level. But all things aside, just to be able to put on a Hurricanes jersey, I'm very grateful that organization took a chance on me. They treated me very well, and I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity they gave me.
So before that game, you were obviously at the University of Minnesota to start out. So, you know, just walk us through your time there and also like just how did your career evolve during those years?
College is funny, right? You walk onto campus as a kid, pretty much. You're 18 years old and you're leaving as a 22, 23 year old man. You know, all of a sudden you can grow a beard and, you know, things kind of change. So, you know, for me, my college career, you know, starting at Michigan and then segueing to Minnesota, it was a treat being able to play at two great Big Ten schools. I've played alongside some great players, and I've had the opportunity to be coached by some phenomenal coaches, you know, Bob Motzko, Red Berenson, Mel Pearson, and my goalie coaches also have been insane. You know, I've had Steve Shields, Brennan Potterzay, the list goes on. So college was a great opportunity for me to kind of gain my footing and kind of establish myself and have the gain the opportunity to play pro hockey somewhere.
As you said, you started your career, college career at University of Michigan before you went to Minnesota. Take us back to your decision to go to Michigan out of juniors. What was it that led you to sign there to begin your college career?
So as a Canadian boy, college hockey isn't as advertised as it is in the United States. But Michigan being so close to Toronto, it's only about a 3.5 hour drive. Everyone growing up knew that Michigan was the school. I mean, that was my dream school growing up from when I was 15 till the day I committed. I wanted to be a Wolverine. And I remember taking visits. I remember meeting Coach Berenson. And it's a pretty special place. And it's truly hard to describe unless you attend and you're a student athlete there. And my 2 years there, I'll forever cherish. It's just such a cool place to be a college athlete, whether it's hockey, lacrosse, tennis, football. It's an amazing experience.
At that point, you know, starting at University of Michigan straight off, did you foresee, you know, a professional career in hockey further than that? Or was it kind of just in the moment, this is where we are?
I've always been a very driven individual, and That was one of my goals, is to be able to play pro hockey. And I was very fortunate. My family made a lot of sacrifices to help me pursue my dreams. But kind of when you get to college, it's, you're on your own. You gotta, do with what you need to do to make it. And my dad was my first goalie coach, and since I was the time I was 7 years old, he'd always push me, and we both had aspirations to make it to pro hockey. And I guess sometimes when I think back and reflect on the sacrifices my parents made, it just again makes me more grateful for, everything that's come my way.
So you mentioned in there that, your dad was your first goalie coach. So did you always play in net, or was that something that, evolved over time into being in that position?
So yeah, like I don't know what happened, but I can't handle a puck. Like I bad shot, bad hands. All that talent went to my younger brother. He was a superstar. He had the good shot. I was never a good skater. And I think kind of the intrigue with goalie was my dad was a goalie growing up, and it was something that we bonded over during my childhood. And we still talk about goaltending to this day, and I love having him come out to games. Having my father watch me play pro hockey, it's pretty special. But yeah, definitely, I was a goalie right off the hop. I had no chance to be very good as a player.
Was there a point in those early your teenage years where you had a realization that, hey, I'm pretty good at this and I can play at the college and pro level?
I think when you're young, you're just playing, right? You're just playing games. All the music, all the noise outside of the rink, you don't really pay attention to. You just want just get me on the ice, let me stop some shots, and let's go win a game. And I think my dad did a really good job of kind of blocking that outside noise for me. So even today, like I don't really see myself getting caught up in the hoopla away from the rink. I just love playing. I love practicing. I love playing games. I love competing. And like I said earlier, winning's an addictive drug. So once you get a little taste of that, you just want more.
Awesome. Well, we're going to jump in here now to get to know you a little bit better through some fan questions and then also some rapid fire questions. So we're going to start here from the fans. First question is, what is the most fun part about being a goalie?
Nothing.
When the game's over, right?
Yeah, when the game's over. I think you have a lot more control than people realize. You're the last line of defense, and a goalie can truly control a game either positively or negatively. And when you're having those great games, you feel like nothing can get by you, and you're positively impacting the team, making key saves, and you squeeze out a win. The other side of the coin is if you're not on that night, well, maybe you're negatively impacting the team. But for me, it's I get to be on the ice 24/7, 60 minutes. It's my net, and I can just be in my own little world and kind of zone in on one job, and that's stopping the puck.
What's been the favorite memory of your hockey career to this point?
Oh man, that's a loaded question. I would probably have to say playing in my first NHL game. I think that was a pretty emotional time for my parents to kind of like, we always talked about it, right? Like, oh, like, you're gonna make the end. I don't think they believed it. They're just being good supportive parents, and I think when they saw me on the ice, it was like kind of an epiphany, like, wow, like, thank God I drove in all those 7 a.m. skates. So, obviously it was a special moment for me, but to see my parents after the game, it just meant a lot to me. 'Cause I've sacrificed a lot for the sport, but I mean, their sacrifices go above and beyond the call of duty that any parent should have to do.
Next question here, a little bit later. What's your go-to warm-up song?
Oh man. See, that's a hard one. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm unfortunately on the playlist duty for this year. I don't know how good I am, but
Unfortunately.
yeah. I just steal all songs from my goalie partner from last year, Cale Morris. So I would have to say any like electro or like house music. Who's Got Your Love Tonight by the Cheat Codes? That's a go-to, yeah.
The next one, you kind of alluded to it earlier, says, how has your life been with the Mavericks? So if you want to talk about that, or maybe like some go-to spots you enjoy going to in Kansas City.
I love Kansas City. It's awesome. Like, I think we're about 15 minutes down the road from Arrowhead Stadium. You know, we were a couple guys went out to games this year. Barbecue's unmatched here. It's awesome. The restaurants are incredible, and the living situations we have here is really, really nice. So, for me, Kansas City is like the ultimate destination for any ECHL team. So, it's a treat to play here.
Next question here. I have no idea what this means. I'm hoping you'll know.
Okay.
Where did you put all of the horseshoes?
Like the horseshoes up my butt, like because I got I'm
No
lucky.
idea.
Yeah.
I had to put this one in because I was like, I have no idea what this is. It must be some Maverick secret I'm not in on.
I don't know. I'm just as dumbfounded as you on that one.
What's been your most memorable game this season so far?
Oh man. A tough one too. Like each game's awesome, right? The ones you win at least. But my 100th pro game this year, that was really cool. That was again like a nice time for reflection, kind of take a step back and again really appreciate 100 pro games. Like wow, like it's one thing to play one pro game, it's another thing to play 100. And you know, certain guys get to 1,000, and obviously I want to keep on playing hockey for as long as I can. But yeah, that game was personally special for me.
Last fan question we have here for you, and I'm going to assume we got the same question from quite a few different Solar Bear fans. So, do you miss your time playing in Orlando, and what about it?
I do miss I miss it a lot, and I'm pretty sure my fiance misses it more. I mean, Orlando was an unbelievable spot. I had Coach Karkner and Ben Holmstrom there, and they were phenomenal. We had a great group, and just the city of Orlando itself is unbelievable. And you know, my fiance will always bring it up. There's a specific sushi place that we always used to go to every week. The shopping for her was great, so she loved that. But I would specifically say, I not to get sentimental, but I do miss those coaches. They were great coaches, and obviously we had a great group of guys there. And you know, never each year is a different group of people that you're brought together with. So that's what makes each year of hockey so special.
All right, we're going to move into some rapid fire questions here. So we'll put your brain to work and see how quick you can think on your feet here.
All right.
Your favorite and least favorite arenas to play in.
My favorite arena to play in is obviously the Kansas City home rink, and then my least favorite. Okay, this may be a hot take, but the Wichita. I don't like playing in Wichita just because they only have one goalie stall. So whoever is not is starting in net, they have to like sit on a chair. So that's yeah, that I would say Wichita.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the only reason though. Otherwise, I love playing in Wichita.
Right, next question here. If you could choose any player in the ECHL to be on your line, and then in contrast, a goaltender in net, who would it be?
Okay, so anyone I could have like on my line?
Yep, a player and then a goaltender.
Give me Cade Borchardt. Like guy's automatic. Like I know he's on my team already. It may be a cop out, but
Okay,
yeah,
fine, we'll give
he's yeah. And then I'm actually gonna go a goalie in net. I'm gonna go my partner from last year, Cale Morris. Like I don't think he got enough credit when he played here and like in his pro career, but like he was unbelievable. Probably the most easygoing, confident goalie I've ever played with, played against. Like he takes the cake, so I'll go Cale Morris.
Is there a specific game you'd consider to be a turning point in your career?
Oh, No, everything's a process. It's not like there's like a light bulb that goes off like, oh wow, like, you know, like things are coming together. Everything's a gradual build.
Okay, next one here. Most memorable moment playing with Casey so far.
Oh, I would probably say winning the conference finals last year. Yeah.
What's your long-term goals? You know, obviously you want to play hockey as long as possible. But when your career wraps up, do you want to stay involved in the game or do you want to get out into the real world and just completely disengage from the game?
I want to stay around the game. You know, whether that's coaching minor hockey or coaching little goalies. But I think once I'm out of the game, I need to completely remove myself. Otherwise, I'll drive myself insane because I miss it too much. So what I'll probably end up doing, or one of my goals, is to work with my brother, alongside my brother, in industrial real estate back home in Toronto.
Very cool. Next one here. What does your ideal day look like? Day off?
Game day or practice day?
No hockey at all.
No hockey at all? Yeah. Jeez, I don't know.
If that exists.
Yeah. Yeah, usually it's, you know, wake up around 8:39, grab a coffee with my fiance. We just got a new pup, so you know, on doggy duty a lot of the time. And then an ideal day, nice lunch spot around here, Billy's Grocery. So go to Billy's Grocery. And then maybe a nice home-cooked meal that I have nothing to do with. I just clean up the dishes and then stay in and watch a nice movie.
All right, and the last question for you, what advice would you give to any young player out there who aspires to play at the professional level?
The biggest piece of advice I would give, and it's super cheesy, super cliche, but it's super important, is just be persistent. You know, you're going to have good days, bad days. But everything's a process. You need the good, you need the bad days to really appreciate the good days and, to take everything in stride, and just be, a very mentally tough individual.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for you today, Jack. We certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, busy week, to come on here and talk with us. And I'm sure all the fans are going to be excited to hear you on. So, yeah, I wish you nothing but the best in the rest of the season here with the Mavs. And we appreciate your time.
I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks to Jack for taking some time to join us today. We appreciate everyone out there as well for listening and being a part of our podcast. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe to our podcast on your preferred platform. Also, make sure you're following us on social media at ECHL Hockey on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at ECHL on X. We'll be back next week with another episode.